Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, getting ready for Turkey Day and chowing down.
Oh, gosh. I am taking off Thanksgiving, and I am going to enjoy that 2 days off. I'm not going shopping Black Friday. Forget about that. But I'm going to relax, maybe put up some Christmas decorations, and start the holiday season.
Yeah, that'll be very cool. I'm looking forward to a little bit of football. I'll have to work Friday, but, you know, that'll be okay.
Yeah, well, you got to enjoy every minute of Thursday then, for sure. For the cover story, a little unusual. Usually in your cover stories, you deal strictly with some for-profit business in the area. But today on the cover, you actually have an NMSU enterprise that might lead to a commercial business, and it's a very interesting one, growing shrimp in the desert, huh?
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, we are in the world's largest beach, like everybody says, but there's no water around.
Yeah.
Now, there is water, and they're using it, but yeah, it's very interesting. This is a story out of NMSU. It was written by Emily Kelly, and it's about the Landecker, if I'm saying it right.
I think it's Leyendecker. Yeah.
Leyendecker. I always have trouble. That's why I'm a writer. I can never pronounce things right. But the Plant Science Research Center, which is south of town, and they have a new director. He came on board several months ago, Dave Lowry. And this is a story sort of about him and some of the movement forward he's doing at the place and some of the new equipment and plans and that sort of stuff. And one of the things they're working on is, you're right, shrimp in the desert. They're collaborating with researchers there to try to see if they can produce a food for certain kind of shrimps out of cotton or cotton seed and cotton seed meal. And, you know, obviously we can grow a lot of cotton around here. And so if they can find a way to sort of create a new food, that'll be a way to, you know, when they raise shrimp, they feed them that and another market for the cotton. So that's very interesting. I found that intriguing. I mean, who knows that kind of stuff's going on around here?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I thought this would be a really good story. And Lowry, he's a Mesilla native. He's an NMSU grad, and he farms himself. And they talk about different things, like new technology they have. They just purchased this nice big John Deere tractor that sort of like drives itself.
Mm.
You know, it has all the bells and whistles. And it sort of, you know, they're taking turns operating it and that sort of stuff because, you know, they might have to use these kind of equipment, the students and that sort of stuff, when they get out in big farming operations. And so they're doing a whole bunch of different kind of things. It's 203 acres there, and a variety of things are being grown and different things are being tested and researched and all that sort of stuff. They're using GPS technology with their tractors, and it's a fascinating little story, and it's fascinating to hear that what's going on with NMSU. You know, we always knew we had a good school here, but sometimes you take things for granted when you're close to them, and it's very interesting to see that this operation is going on and what it's teaching people and what might come out of it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll read more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. I see for your profile this week, you talked to the owner of the only bowling alley in Las Cruces.
Yeah, Chris Nahar, he owns 10 Pin Alley, which is our only bowling alley here in Las Cruces. You know, there have been projects in the past to think about bringing another bowling alley to our area. There was I even had a cover story years ago about one such project up on Tell Shore. Sort of past where Olive Garden stuff is now, where some of that open land is, to put something up there, and it never came to fruition. And so 10 Pin Alley is still our only place, and it's a good place to go and have fun. And they're really working on, you know, leagues are in full swing right now and working on getting holiday parties in there. And they've gone through a change. And I wrote something about this a couple months ago when I talked to the new general manager, but they've done some renovation in there, and they're trying to have a new clean look and make it a little more family-oriented, and they've put in new sort of television screens and did all kind of different things. And Nahar, he's been there since 2008, and he owns the place now. And it's just a little take a look at him and what he's got planned for for Las Cruces' only bowling alley.
All right. What's new this week, Brooke?
Well, interestingly, my first one is a place called You Fix It Auto Center. It's an idea a gentleman got while in the military. And John Hernandez is his name. And, you know, you have the motor pool and stuff in the military, and there's places where you can go down and work on your own cars and use some of the tools that are already there and that sort of thing. And he said, well, that would make a great business, too. And he looked around. He couldn't really find anything like that in our area, he says. And him and a partner, Frank Costas, started up this business where they rent out space. You can go in and rent a lift or a bay and work on your own car. You can rent tools from them. You can also buy parts from them, buy oil from them, all that sort of stuff. So you can rent a place from anywhere from a half hour up to days. It just depends. So it's a kind of neat place. You know, it's a place where it's air conditioned in the summer and you're out of the weather in the winter, and you can just get your car up on a rent jack and go underneath it and stand and work on it just like they do at the mechanic places. So very interesting little place. We have, I put a little bit in there about Dunkin' Donuts. Their second one's going to open in mid-December up on Loman. Still don't have an exact opening date yet, but it will be, have a drive-through and be open 4:30 to 11. And we have a sleep center here in town that's been bought by a Rio Rancho company, or taken over by a Rio Rancho company, so it'll have new management. But the Mesilla Valley Sleep Lab, it'll continue to operate. And something I found interesting, Indian Motorcycle, which is a brand of motorcycle, is being relaunched as a brand. Hmm. And there's going to be one of the dealerships is going to be in El Paso. So I rarely put El Paso stuff in there, but I just thought people might find that interesting.
Indian Motorcycle.
Barnett Indian Motorcycle, yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting. All righty. Well, in the Babbling Brook this week, we certainly have a topic that I'm sure will be interesting to a lot of people. I wasn't aware of this. A vote occurring on CEO pay, executive pay, in Switzerland. And this is something I know a lot of folks are talking about now as well in the United States. After all, millions and millions of Americans are invested in the stock market, even if they don't want to be, because they may have a mandatory pension, for right. instance, and the pension plan invests in the stock market. And of course, a lot of other folks have limited investment choices in their 401k or 403b, and they support this system where CEOs make unbelievable amounts of money.
Yeah, I'm sort of torn on this. And what you're talking about is that on November 24th in Switzerland, there's going to be a vote, national referendum, about whether you should limit executive pay to a multiple of 12 times the pay of the lowest salaried worker. So whatever the lowest paid person is making, you know, multiply that by 12, and that's the most the CEO can make. And there's sometimes a grassroots movement that sort of is the feel-good type of thing, because they're saying, hey, they make too much money, and so much money goes to their compensation when it should be put back into the company, or like you said, into the, you know, the investment firms and that sort of stuff. But they're fighting a little bit of an uphill battle. It's last poll shows 36% of people were
okay.
in favor of it. So,
well, I'm sure folks will see the results today and of that vote, since we're taping this before the vote. So, Brooke, thanks so much for being here.
No problem.